In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 14, April 29th, 1922. And the beauty of these writings is Jesus is asking us to think from a divine perspective, to basically, as scripture says, focus on the things of heaven and no longer on the things of earth. And this is what the divine will does. The divine will really helps us each and every time that we read to enter into this new and divine way of holiness that our God is asking us to participate in. So Jesus says to Louisa, my daughter, have you seen with what love I amuse myself and direct the acts done in my divine will? So here he's asking Louisa and also us, are we beginning to understand with great love God has for his children and how God amuses himself and God directs the acts, all the acts done in his most holy divine will? And then the next word that he says is, my jealousy is such that I do not entrust them to anyone, not even to the soul herself. So here he's saying that the Lord is in command. The Lord is the all-powerful, the all-loving, the our King, our Master, our God, our Savior. And he says very, very clearly, I don't entrust any of this, even to you, even to your own who you are. He says, this is of God. So God is going to embrace this in us. So he says, I leave not a thought, not a fiber without enclosing all of the power of my most holy divine will in that act. So he's teaching us that I hear a lot of people say, I'm going to do my rounds in the divine will. I'm going to do my acts in the divine will. And Jesus says to us right here, I don't entrust these acts to you, to anyone. I leave not a thought, I leave not a fiber without enclosing all of the power of my most holy divine will in each thought, each word, each fiber of your being. So the Lord is showing us that where he's leading us is to the life that Adam had before the fall. And even more than that, to the life of the new Adam and of the new Eve, Jesus and Mary. He's asking us to enter into this new and divine way of holiness with every thought, every word, every deed that we do humanly. He says, now, when you do it in the divine will, I'll take it. And I will basically enclose all the power of my most holy divine will in each thought, each word, each deed. This is what it means to be like in God's image and likeness. Through holy baptism, we are in God's image. And now with this book of heaven, he's teaching us how to enter into his likeness. What is his likeness? He is doing it in us. So when I hear people say, I'm going to do my acts, I'm going to do my rounds, you haven't gotten to the divine will yet. The divine will is Jesus is doing it. You're agreeing to this. This is the fiat mihi of Our Lady. Let it be done to me as you say. I surrender what I want to do so that you can have what you want. I mean, that's what, when the angel appeared to the Blessed Mother, said, you're going to be the mother of God. She says, how can I do this? I've already made a vow of virginity. I'm not going to know man. How can I become the mother? What do I need to do? How is this going to happen so that God can have his way with me, basically? And the angel said, it be through the power of the Holy Spirit. She says, okay, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. She said yes, and God did 100% of the work. We have to understand what we've been taught for 2,000 years is you've got to build the church. You've got to build the convent. You've got to build the monastery. You've got to build the orphanage. You've got to build the hospital. And Jesus is now saying, I'm going to do this now. The doing was the exterior life of Jesus. Living is the interior life of Jesus. So he's teaching us how to get out of the way so that Jesus can breathe in our breathing. Jesus can beat in our heart beating. Jesus is alive in us. This is the joy of living in the divine will is, Lord, you're doing this, and thank you, and I praise you, and I love you, not only in my prayers, but you're praying in my praying. You're breathing in my breathing. You're beating in my heart beating. And each act that you do, Jesus says, is another atom that you're, a little atom that you're adding to the conception of Jesus when you have said, I want to live in the divine will. Jesus says, when you say that, the conception of Jesus takes place in your heart. Now, the development has to take place. What is that? That's the reading, studying, and putting into practice the truths of the Book of Heaven. As we read the Book of Heaven, you're going to see things that I can't see because Jesus is speaking to each person individually, the same words, but the way God has created you, you're going to see things that others can't see. And others are going to see things that you can't see. And so what happens is all together, it's like Jesus says that, he wants to play this song that he has placed in our hearts. He says to Louisa, within you are these strings that I will play. You're the instrument that I, God, will give praise to the Father through you. And this music, this orchestra, each person's a different instrument, different strings, different sounds, different sizes, shapes, colors. We're all so different that our God is saying, I want you to enter into this gift. That's why there's no rules or regulations with the divine will. Our Lady shows us the six steps, but then it's up to us. Do we want to possess these six steps, like the six steps of creation, the 6 days of creation, to the forming of man, to finally the ultimate gift, Jesus says, was breathing the image and likeness of God in Adam. And now Jesus is saying to us, are you ready for God to bring us back to where Adam was before the fall, to bring us back to the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary? That the only one that possesses this at this point is Louisa. This true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, it's not a virtue or two like the saints have been given. So Jesus is saying, I'm not going to leave a thought, not a fiber, without, first of all, enclosing all the power of my most holy divine will in each act that you do. Why? It's Jesus that's doing it. He's our Savior, our God, our King. And he says, I want my children to resemble me. So he says, each one of these acts that you do in the divine will, when you do your prevenient act in the morning and your actual acts throughout the day, each one of these acts, Jesus says, contains a divine life, not human. Why? It's Jesus that you're saying, breathe in my breathing. I don't want to breathe it. I don't want to humanly breathe anymore. I want you, Jesus, to breathe in my breathing. This is the born again that Jesus wants to see in us. He says, it's not just a time stamp. Okay, now this, I'm born again. No, it's a continuous being born again. Each one of your acts contains a divine life. And he says, therefore, at the touch of these acts, all created things. See, when you pray in the divine will, it's in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. All created things feel the life of their creator. When you say, come divine will, breathe in my breathing. I breathe in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. All created things feel the life of their creator. The animals, the vegetables, the minerals, everything that God has created has the divine will in it. It's the fiat in it. And it comes to life with the souls praying in the divine will because it's Jesus. When Jesus said fiat, when Jesus, the word of God said, fiat lux, let there be light, the universe was created. They had fiat when we say, Lord, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. Each breath, each word, each thought, each deed brings more divine life. See, creation isn't completed yet. The creation will be completed when mankind enters into the life that was originally planned for Adam. When Adam lost it, the first generation of the children of light ended. There was no children. With this gift of the divine will that Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, gave to Louisa, Louisa begins the second generation of the children of light, which Jesus says he's been waiting from the beginning of time. So she's the firstborn, she's the newborn, and this is what God is asking us to enter into, the true life of Jesus, the new Adam, the true life of Mary, the new Eve. What does that mean? That means all of creation is going to be like recreated, the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem. This is, so God is the book of heaven helps us to let go of the human understanding and begin to understand the divine understanding, because it's Jesus in us that's doing it. Again, no one possesses it fully yet. That day is coming, but Louisa possesses it. So when we go to Louisa and we say to Louisa, help me understand this. You live this. Jesus fed you with the first bread. You have tasted the first bread. You know what this is about. You help us, help each and every one of us to begin to understand this life of God. So as Jesus says, each one of these acts contains a divine life. Therefore, at the touch of these acts, all created things feel the divine life of their creator. They feel once again, see, this is, it goes back to paradise, the strength of that omnipotent fiat from which they came to existence. And everyone and everything makes feast. This is the celebration. This is the wedding feast of heaven. Everyone is celebrating. Finally, humanity is back where it belongs because of the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary, and because of the newborn, Louisa. Just listen to what Jesus says. Each one of these acts that you do in the divine will contains the divine life. And at the touch of these acts, all created things, past, present, and future, feel the life of their God. They feel once again the divine strength of that omnipotent fiat, which they came into existence when God said, fiat lux, let there be light. And Jesus says there's six epochs that happened. It's the strength of that omnipotent fiat that came into existence, and all creation makes feast. All creation celebrates what? Mankind returning to their place of origin, returning to the womb of the Father. Therefore, Jesus says, these acts are new glory. These acts are new feasts for all of humanity, all of the world, all of creation. This is heaven. That's why Jesus says, I want heaven to come to earth. The fulfillment of the Our Father, may your kingdom come and reign in this dust, this earth, as it is in heaven. Tomorrow, remember, man, that thou art dust, and dust thou shalt return. I want, this is what we should be saying, I want this breath of God to breathe in me, this dust, so that I can again return to the image and likeness of God that God wanted from the beginning. Who's going to do this? The newborn, Jesus, the firstborn. The second Adam, the second Eve, to the firstborn Louisa. Who's going to do this? Jesus says, I've done it with a human. Now I want to do it to all of mankind. So he says this, and he says it often. I'm waiting for the souls to possess the divine will more than anything, and then I will give it to all the world. See, what he says very clearly is it's going to come. This is a divine decree. As creation was a divine decree, as redemption was a divine decree, sanctification is a divine decree. And Jesus says it's going to happen in the mercy of God, which is this is what we have with the book of heaven, or the justice of God. And, you know, you can do it the easy way or the hard way. So it's coming in our joy, our festivity, if you want to say, is to recognize what God is going to do. Not what the evil one and the misery of the human will wants to do. No, that's not where we belong. We belong one with Jesus, one with Mary, the new Adam, the new Eve, through the newborn Louisa. These acts are new glory. These acts are new feasts, new celebrations. And then he says, now, as for this beautiful harmony, these threads of light that come out from your interior. Okay, so here Jesus is saying this musical instrument, the harmony of heaven, these threads of light, these knowledges, these truths, these lessons that Jesus has been giving to us every single day of the divine will. As you read, he says, if your heart did not flow in my divine wills, he says, but in yours, if your heart is not surrendered to God, if you're living in your human will and not in God's holy divine will, in another will, he says, many heartbeats of divine life would be missing in your heart. So what's he saying? He says that when you pray in the divine will, Lord, may my heart beat in my heart as your heart beating in my heart. Beat in my heart in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. So every beat of my heart is your I love you to the Father. He says, and when you pray in the divine will, you would be missing many heartbeats of divine life. Your heart would be alone, and the many heartbeats, the human heartbeats, would take over for as many as those which are missing to the divine. So with the fibers, the affections, and he says, and since what is human is not capable of forming this divine light, but the human can only produce darkness. We have to begin to understand, we use our free will to choose, I don't want to live in my human will any longer. What is your human will? It's when you're honest and you're going to confession, that's your human will. What you thought, what you said, what you did, what you failed to do. And Jesus says, it only produces darkness. He says, I want my children to return to my divine will, which is divine light, divine joy, divine happiness. He says, I want to give you my joy so that your joy may be complete. It's forming a divine light in us. So you see, he says this, he starts this harmony, this music, this song that I've given you to sing. He says, I will sing it for you. My mother will sing it for you. The new Adam and the new Eve. And it's not a saintly song. It's not a good song. It's not a holy song. That's volume 1 through volume 10 to become a saint. But more than that, it's living in the divine will the way Jesus lived in the divine will, the way Mary lived in the divine will. Not only that, it's returning to the receiving the divine inheritance of the Father, returning back to that original divine inheritance. And this is why Jesus keeps on saying to us, I want you to be clothed in divinity. I want you to receive your royal garments of true children of God. We haven't seen anything yet. And so Jesus, we're focused on the things of the earth. And Jesus says, I want you to be focused on the things of heaven. So what's happening in the world? Jesus says, I'm preparing the world, purifying the church and the world for the kingdom. He says, this gift is so beautiful. It's so powerful. It's so loving. At this point, there has to be a purification. So that's what's happening. The Lord is doing that in each one of our lives, even getting rid of our human inadequacies. I remember someone told me, he says, well, I'm melancholy. This is the way God made me, and this is the way I'm going to be. Jesus says, being melancholy is a misery. Jesus says, I don't live like that. So why are you living like that? So, well, this is the way I'm made. You know, this is who I am. No, you're called to be children of God. You're called to be in reflections of the Trinity, a reflection of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So who is the one who is teaching us how to live now is the interior life of Jesus, the interior life of Mary. The saints showed us how to live the exterior life of Jesus. So he says, the interior life, he says, basically is my divine will in your heart, mind, and soul. He says, where many heartbeats of divine life are there for you. He says, I want you to participate in all that God is participating in. image and likeness. He says, and if the heartbeats of the divine life are missing in your heart, many heartbeats would take over for as many of those that are missing to the divine will. So he says, okay, let's go back to the fibers. Let's go back to the affections. He says, since what is human is not capable of forming this divine light, this divine life, this divine love, but only darkness. He says, if you don't have my divine will, he says, all you have is threads of darkness that will be formed within you. And he says, and my divine will would remain saddened in you, unable to carry out all the divine power of my divine will within you. See, he wants, it's like a light, you know, it's the switch, if you want to say, on the wall, turns the lights on. That switch is the book of heaven. As you read it, Jesus says, good, enter into this. Watch what I'm going to do. And the light, the life, the love of this great gift of the divine will becomes alive in us. And it doesn't matter what's happening on the outside. There's going to be a lot of worry, a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of complaints, a lot of negativity, a lot of doubting of God's love is what we're going to have to go through. Except for those who are in the divine will. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. There's no doubts. Why? Jesus, he says, the final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you. This divine mercy, this is the easy way of doing it. The hard way is going to be divine justice. And scripture tells us it'll be like running out of a burning house. You'll lose everything, but you will get through it. I mean, if you've ever been in a burning building, it's not a nice thing. It's not a pleasant thing. You think you're going to die at any moment. What Jesus is saying is, I want you to enter into this life, this light, this love freely by just saying fiat. As Our Lady said, fiat mihi, we're going to say fiat voluntas tua. May your kingdom reign in me, this dust, breathe in me this divine mercy, this divine love, this divine light, this divine will. Breathe it in me. I want to possess this. God goes, good. And then he says to us, prove it. How do we prove it? No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints. It's going to get rough. It's going to get rough. He says, it's like a birth. A woman giving birth, the pains increase. The pains are stronger until the child is born. It's going to be painful, but the kingdom is coming. We're going to be born into this new era, which has already begun because of Louisa. Because we have the book of heaven, Jesus is showing the way and the why and the how this is going to happen. And he's teaching us. He's teaching us today to think of the things of heaven, no longer the things of earth. Don't have your mind focused on the misery, but the celebration of this gift of gifts. So Louisa says, after Jesus says, I want to carry out all the power of my most holy divine will within you. I want my children to be like me, Jesus says. So I will teach them how to pray by me praying and they're praying. I will teach them how to gaze with my gazing and your gazing. I will teach you how to speak with my speaking and your speaking. Jesus says, I want to be the Lord of your life. I want you to have the joy of God reigning in you, not separated from God, but one with God, fused with God. And while he was saying this, he said, I wanted to see whether there was these human heartbeats in my soul, Louisa says, which would interrupt the life of the divine heartbeat. Have I entered into just the human with the human heartbeats, or is the life of the divine heartbeat in me? And Jesus says, and she says, as much as I looked, I could not find any other human heartbeats. And Jesus said, for now, there is nothing. And then he goes, because he says she's living it. I have told you this to make you be attentive. Do you want the divine heartbeat beating in your heartbeat, which participates in all humanity? He says, or do you want just human heartbeats by beating in your heart? He says, I want to make you be attentive to let you know what it means to live in my divine will. And then he says, to live in my divine will is from an eternal and divine heartbeat. That's God's heartbeat. To live with my omnipotent breath, this breath of God, this rule of God. God wants to breathe in us as he breathed over the dust. And what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. This is what he wants us to return to, the image and likeness of God. So he has given us the book of heaven, and he's asking us, do you understand what I'm doing for you? Do you understand? I'm helping you let go of the human and embracing the divine. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm only human. No, that's not true. You've been in baptism. You're no longer a son or daughter of Adam. You become a son and daughter of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Your life now is to re-enter into that new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II said is coming. The new and divine way of holiness is the oldest gift that was that God breathed that ruah of God, that breath of God into the dust. And this is what Adam possessed. God is now saying to us, I want to give this to you. Are you ready? It's going to happen. That's why Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's a new and divine way of holiness that our Lord is offering to us, which is sanctification. This is a glorious time to be alive. Volume 14, June 6, 1922. You're fusing yourself in my divine will. And again, this is very important. Jesus says, when you fuse myself, every time you fuse yourself with me, Jesus says to Louisa, your place, your human is being surrendered to the divine. It's, I want to return to that life that God originally planned for Adam and Eve. I want to return to that true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve that was here 2,000 years ago. And now it's breathed into the newborn, Louisa. So Jesus is saying, you're fusing yourself with my divine will with no personal interest, but only to give me, God, that which all humanity should give me, to give all the good that my most holy divine will contains to everyone. Our job is to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. When we fuse ourselves with Jesus in his holy divine will, it's not with no personal interest for ourselves. It's not for me, but to give to God what everyone should give to God, to give all the good that my divine will contains to all of humanity, past, present, and future, is only of divine life, not of human anymore. What does this mean? This is the life of Jesus. This is the life of Mary. To give what is divine to all of humanity, to truly be a son or daughter of Jesus, to truly be a son or daughter of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. This new beginning, this new and divine way of holiness is to give everyone the divine life, to breathe this into your family. And how do you do this? By being peaceful, joyful, and happy. It's going to be thunder and lightning pretty soon. It's going to be dark and scary, but we're going to be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Why? There's nothing to be afraid of. Jesus is with us. Jesus, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. This is what Jesus is training us to do through Louisa. Our Lady, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. We have to, what does Our Lady say? If you want true peace in the world, it must begin within you first, and then your family, and then your town, then your nation, then the world. So this life, this light, this love of the true image and likeness of God is of Jesus and Mary. The second Adam, the second Eve, if you want to say. And as we begin to enter into this life, you're giving divine life to your family. When they say, what are we going to do? Trust in Jesus. Everything's going to be fine. What are we going to do? Have confidence in Jesus. He's going to take care of us. What are we going to do? It's to give everyone divine life. It's not this life that we're supposed to be living. Scripture says, focus on the things of heaven, no longer the things of earth. So Jesus says, so my will alone is that which forms this divine sanctity in the soul. It's not human sanctity. Do you see what God is doing? The saints had a human sanctity. The saints were, and that's why we're called to repair and redo even the lives of the saints, because they didn't do it in the divine will. They were doing the will of God, but not living in the will of God. So our job is to repair and redo. And Jesus says, when you do this for a saint, and on the saint's day, when we celebrate that saint's day, say, I want to repair everything in your life, every thought, every word, every deed that you have done, saint, holy saint. And I want to do this in the divine will. Jesus says, that gives that saint a double heaven. When you receive Holy Communion on that saint's day, Jesus says the best thing you can do for a saint is say, I want to receive Holy Communion, and I want you to share with me this Holy Communion. This is a new and divine way of holiness that's coming. My will alone, Jesus says, is that which forms divine sanctity in the soul. So what we've learned from the saints is human sanctity, the exterior life of Jesus. Now it's the interior life that he wants us to begin to live. This is why fusing yourself with Jesus is so essential. Volume 15, May 2nd, 1923. Jesus said, I said, our Father, in the name of all of humanity. And I ask you for three kinds of bread every day. This is what he's asking the Father, the bread of your will, or rather more than bread, if bread is necessary, or two or three times a day. This one is necessary at each moment in all circumstances. So the three kinds of bread is your daily bread, your wonder bread, which you eat three times a day. Then the super substantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, that's the second bread, which Jesus says, I've given to the church to prepare the church for the perennial communion that's coming. So when we have communion now at Holy Mass, Mass ends right after we receive Holy Communion. Why? The church does not want to interfere with our communion with Jesus. This is a time of prayer. At the end of Mass, for that 15 minutes until the host dissolves, we really should be adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him and worshiping him. You're with me, Jesus. I'm in communion with you, Lord. And it's the most powerful time of prayer in that moment when you're in communion with God, one with our Savior, our Master, our King, our Lord. And it's not a time to just, you know, get up, genuflect, and walk out of the church, get in your car, and you light up a cigarette. It's a time to fall in love with God. And Jesus says, when the divine will reigns, watch the power that's going to come out of the second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist. And then finally, he says, I want you to have the first bread. And he says, the bread of the divine will is more than bread. He says, if bread is necessary two or three times a day, you know, your wonder bread, this one is necessary at each moment and in all circumstances. So this communion that we're going to enter into with the first bread, the bread of the divine will, that the bread that Adam ate, the bread that Jesus and Mary fed on while they were alive on earth, this bread is necessary at each moment and in all circumstances. This is when Jesus says, prove it. Are you living on this first bread in all situations? Are you in communion with Jesus at this point of the day or of the night? Are you one with God? And when there is something that's going to be fearful, are you saying to Jesus, I trust you. You're with me. I'm with you. Are you confident? It's necessary at each moment in all circumstances to possess this first bread. This is what John Paul meant when he said, we're entering a new and divine way of holiness. It's not just communion once a day or a spiritual communion throughout the day. It's a perennial communion with God, with this first bread. He says, but even more, it must not only be not only bread, but like balsamic air that brings life, the circulation of divine life in the creature, in the human. So it's this bread is the light, the life, the love of God reigning in us that brings this life of God within us. What is it that Jesus is looking for in us? He's looking for in us his life. He says, I want you to become, volume 1 through volume 10, a divine mirror of Jesus. A divine mirror of Jesus. When you look into the mirror, Jesus basically is saying, he says, I want you to see me, Jesus says. He wants us to recognize Jesus is within me. Jesus is alive in me. And then what does he say? He says, volume 11 through volume 19, now I want you to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to come very, very powerfully upon the earth. The second Pentecost, get ready for it. What's coming? The 3 days of darkness. Oh, doom and gloom. It's the death is leaving the earth. You have to understand, the kingdom is coming. God is saying to the evil one, take what's yours and get out. The kingdom is coming. The illumination of conscience. We're going to see us as the way God sees us. And it's going to be terrifying. God alone is holy. God alone is holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. We are creatures. We're mere dust. We're going to recognize that. Just like in sacred scripture, the first thing we're going to do is fall on our faces to adore him. God is so beautiful, so holy, so perfect, so loving. And we are nothing. We're dust. We're dust. And he says, and Jesus wants us to enter into this abundant life. So he's getting us ready for the 3 days of darkness, the illumination of conscience, the miracle, the warning, whatever is coming is coming. The way it's coming, we don't know. But Jesus is telling us, get ready. Get ready because why? The kingdom is coming. He's going to get his people ready for the kingdom. And if we're filth, he's going to scrub us clean. If our sins are as scarlet, we're going to become white as snow. He's going to help us let go of all that is opposed to God and begin to breathe in that balsamic air, that ruah of God, that breath of God that brings life, light, and love to us. It's the circulation, he says, of divine life within us. That's what God is waiting for. He's really waiting for that. See, what's coming is amazing. So God is trying to get through our pea brains. It's not of earth. It's not the things of earth. You hear this thing, we got to save the world. Jesus came to save us, save our souls. He came to bring us back to live his life, Our Lady's life, the new Adam and the new Eve. And we have the way now. We see what it is very clearly with the Book of Heaven given to Louisa. Volume 15, May 5th, 1923. As many times as the soul enters into the divine will in order to pray, to work, to love, to breathe, to dance, to sing, and whatever you're doing, as many times as you enter into the divine will. And that's what you want to say. Come, divine will, dance in my dancing. Come, divine will, sing in my singing. Come, divine will, pray in my praying. Come, divine will, work in my... As many times, Jesus says, so many ways does the soul open the door between God and man. The door is opened. How? By this great gift of the divine will. And in seeing that the creature is making her way to go to it, to God, the divinity opens its ways in order to meet its little child. In this encounter, Jesus says, the soul copies the virtues of her God. It's not human. See, this is why Jesus came to earth to teach us for the last 2,000 years the exterior life of Jesus, which the saints followed, doing the will of God, but now the interior life of Jesus that God wants to breathe in us again. This time of sanctification is here. So the soul copies the virtues of her creator, absorbs ever new divine life within herself. It's not just a badge that you wear. You know, when you're in Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, you get a badge. Oh, look what I did. I got this. It becomes your life. a new divine life enters into the soul. What is it? It's in God's image and likeness. This goes on for all eternity. For all eternity, God is going to reveal himself to us to have this. We can absorb this new divine life within each and every one of us. Penetrates more into the eternal secrets of God, of the supreme will of God, and everything that the soul does is no longer human, but divine. Why? Jesus is doing it. I can't do a divine thing. Jesus can. So with it, when we say, I want to do, come divine will, we're saying, Jesus, Mary, come and reign in me. Breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. The absorb an ever new divine life within ourselves, penetrate into the more eternal divine secrets of God, of the supreme will, and everything that the soul does in the divine will is no longer human but divine because Jesus is doing it. This divine operating forms a golden heaven within the soul on which the divinity strolls. The divinity delights in finding its own operating in the soul, awaiting that the soul in order to receive the divine acts of God. God is waiting for the soul to say, come divine will, breathe in my breathing. Come divine will, dance in my dancing. The creature awaiting, God awaits the creature in order to receive her divine acts because Jesus is now doing it in the soul. Therefore, open, Jesus says, more ways for the soul in its divinity. It's to really become an image and likeness of God, not to become gods, but image and likeness of God. It keeps repeating with great love. Behold, here is how in my divine will, the soul comes closer to my likeness. The soul accomplishes my designs. The soul fulfills the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation was we will be in God's image and likeness. We want this great gift of the divine will. We want to enter into this likeness of God that Jesus is. That's why Jesus came to earth, to redeem us. And now through the power of the Holy Spirit to sanctify us. It's a glorious time to be alive. This Lent that's coming up. If you want to do something, pray the rounds of Lent. That's a great thing to do. And if you can, form a little group of souls that will pray the 24 hours of the Passion. It will go easy for you when the chastisement comes, Jesus says, if you've begun to embrace the Passion of Christ. So I'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We pray for all the little children of the holy divine will, all their loved ones, all their families and friends, that everyone becomes divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.